Not long after my second encounter with Lismore's Finest, I was back in town. I was hungry, so I decided to pull into the 24-hour Caltex service station on Woodlark Street. It was not very late. I parked my vehicle and purchased a sausage roll and a Coke, which I commenced eating and drinking beside my car while reminiscing about my previous visit. A few minutes later, a police vehicle pulled into the service station and parked behind my vehicle so that I could knock it out. I finished my sausage roll and was having a drink of Coke when the police approached me and asked for my license. I asked the reason and they yet again stated for the purpose of a random breath test. I asked if they were joking and they said no. I then asked if they noticed that I was not driving and I was parked on private property. One of the police officers tried to tell me that I was on a road-related area. After explaining to her that the service station was private property and how I thought the owner would be offended by any different assertion, I asked if they were sure the purpose for approaching me was for a random breath test. They said yes, so I agreed. I handed them my driver's license and they returned to their vehicle to make further inquiries. Quite a number of minutes passed, so I went over to the police vehicle to ask what was taking so long. I had finished my Coke and wanted to leave. Both police ignored me, so I tapped on the driver's window and the passenger jumped out and asked what my problem was. I explained that I wanted to go and asked could they do their breath test. He grabbed the machine and came around and conducted the breath test. It was a negative result, as expected, since I do not consume alcohol. I asked for my license to be returned and they declined. Another police vehicle entered the driveway and all the police got out. I was now surrounded by four police officers who then told me they were going to search me and my vehicle. As on the previous occasion, I refused the search. I placed my keys down my pants and again advised police that I will defend myself and my property if anyone touches either without first placing me under arrest for an offence. I also offered my hands forward to be handcuffed to show I had no intention of resisting any attempt to arrest me. A few minutes later, a third vehicle arrived with a supervisor. He was quite aggressive, so nothing was resolved. At one point I asked what was going on, and he said they were looking for something to book me with. We had a strong verbal confrontation about his response, during which I told him he was a dinosaur and I called him a tosser. He did not like that at all. Police continued to refuse to return my license or let me leave, and I was refusing a search without arrest since I had no reasonable suspicion. They clearly stated their purpose for approaching me was for a random breath test. I gave them the opportunity to state another purpose, but they declined. I would have let them search if they stated a reasonable purpose. Sometime later, a fourth vehicle arrived. It was a highway patrol officer who got out with a clipboard. He was approached by another police officer and then started writing. I walked over to see what he was doing and noticed he now had my license. I requested it and he refused. I had now been detained for a good 40 minutes without reason or arrest, even after a negative breath test. The highway patrol officer and two other police officers started looking around my car, through the windows and underneath it with torches. None of them touched it. The highway patrol officer then started writing again. I asked what he was doing. He stated that I was going to be issued with two infringement notices for a defective vehicle. I asked what those were and he stated I had illegal wheels and no rear muffler. As I know very little about cars, I asked him to give me the fines and my license so I could leave. I was allowed to leave about an hour after this all started with my infringement notices. The next day I spoke with some local mechanics who advised me there was nothing illegal about my car. I had two rear mufflers but they were located in front of the rear axle and were standing on that vehicle. The police missed them. They also told me the wheels were not illegal for technical reasons that I won't bore you all with here. I wrote to the police to explain this and provided them with information supporting it, but they decided against withdrawing the infringement notices. I sent them off to be challenged. I spoke with the prosecutor at the mention and he also decided to continue. A hearing date was set. I then wrote to police stating that if I had to defend, I would commence a civil action seeking compensation. It got to the day before the scheduled hearing date and I was preparing to defend myself in court. I heard my dogs go crazy, so I looked outside. A police vehicle was in front of my house. I came out and they handed me an envelope containing a letter. They explained both matters had been withdrawn and the court would be advised the next day. I thanked them but said I would still attend to make sure. Sure enough, the matter was formally withdrawn the next day. Such a waste of everyone's time and money. Still going on the Big Rob's Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. Or you can find me by visiting the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au and following the Big Rob's rant links.